Hi, everybody. This is your Super Pac-Man read-along book. Now, every time you hear the Energizer sound, it means it's time to turn the page in your storybook. Remember, when you hear the Energizer sound, turn the page.
T-A-M-M-Y, Tammy!
Who leads the cheer for every touchdown? Tammy, the ideal team. Who is the life of every party? Tammy, the ideal team.
Who steals the scene round the swimming pool? At her desk every day at school.
It's Tammy.
Tammy.
She's a doll. She's ideal. She's sweet 16.
You want me to start?
I can start. You want to start?
Yeah, okay.
You ready for the lo-fi landfill? You ready to start the lo-fi landfill?
Hello and welcome to Mr. Kitty's Lo-Fi Landfill. I'm Dave.
And I'm Shane. And we're Mr. Kitty. This is show number 3, and it's called Tammy Goes to the Arcade, and you'll find out why in a minute. But first, we want to tell you what's happening here, right here at Mr. Kitty. And if you didn't already know, you probably already know what Mr. Kitty is since you are listening to this podcast, which you had to go to Mr. Kitty to hear. Turns out, in August, we are going to have a table at the Cambridge Comic Arts Festival in Cambridge, Ontario. That's not Cambridge, Massachusetts, and it's not the one in England. It is the one in Ontario. Get on the 401, follow the signs. It's easy to find. Anyway, this is the first time we're tabling in a comic show in a while.
Probably nearly 10 years.
Yeah, long time. So we're pretty excited about it, and we are going to have exciting new books for you to buy, including Georgie Girls Volume 2.
One new illustration, probably on the cover.
And we're also going to have copies of Georgie Girls Volume 1, if you have not purchased that already, from our Etsy site or from seeing us in person. We're going
to
have
or
that
if we
for
just
sale.
Haven't had it, handed it to you when we see you in person.
Haven't shoved it into your meaty paws when we see you. I'm going to have a collection of illustrations titled Oh My God. And we might just have a special element of surprise book. If
assuming I can get my act together, I'm hoping to have full color, just an ash can edition, but in full color. But that's dependent on me full coloring it, so we'll see.
This all takes time, and it's the summer, and we like to do fun stuff in the summer, so we'll see what happens.
And I'm still doing 2 webcomics a week, so
yeah
in black and white, but nevertheless,
we're busy people. So if you're in Ontario, you should come on down. Admission is free, and you can hit the antique mall later, the Cambridge Antique Mall, like we're going to do later.
Lots of good antiquing to be seen in Cambridge. Go for a nice walk along the river.
So that's the Cambridge Comic Arts Festival, and it is August 27th, and I believe it starts at 10 in the morning, which means we are going to have to get up super early. So
it's an hour's drive or so, an hour and a half from where we are, so it will...
We're basically going
to... We're not going to be super alert.
We're going to have to leave here at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Good. Yep. So we're going to do it. We're going to do it just for you. Anyway, you can find out more about the show, ideaexchange.org/programs/idea/Cambridge Comic Arts Festival. You can use Google,
probably,
man.
Just googling Cambridge Comic Arts Festival would be easier than typing out this tedious URL.
Yeah, just Google it, man. We just got back from our vacation across New England, where we went paddling, and we played some video games.
That's kayaks, incidentally. It's not a weird sex thing.
It's kayaking. We played a lot of old video games, and we got sunburned, and that was a lot of fun, actually. I had a good
that was
time on
fun.
That trip.
Yeah.
We went to Montreal, and we saw a restaurant that has murals of Candy, and Captain Harlock in the bathrooms.
That we tweeted, so...
We totally took pictures of those.
Yeah.
In the bathroom.
Which is kind of tricky. It's not something I'd want to get caught doing at any point in my life.
You know, there were guys in there when I took that picture, and they did not give a shit.
Really? Because you could have gotten in real big trouble.
I know,
trouble,
right?
For that. I made sure I was alone before I took any pictures, because there's no way. Yeah, they're French. They don't care.
They don't care. We got a lot of fun stuff for sale, like crazy old stuff we've dug out of our closets for sale at the Mr. Kitty Etsy store. And you should check it out and buy some of our stuff. You just go to Etsy.com, look for Mr. Kitty Etsy. I also want to thank Nicodemus Productions for sending us a donation to the PayPal just saying thanks to the Stupid Comics. And thank you, sir. We are going to try to keep the Stupid Comics coming for you, which we do every week when we are not on vacation.
Which is almost never. So we do appreciate it.
We do appreciate it. Thank you very much for helping out. I am going to be at Anime Week in Atlanta at the end of September doing the Anime Hell thing and some panels.
So we might be doing more shows, but in the very least, we'll be doing Cambridge.
Yeah. Come out to Cambridge. In the meantime, let's find out what Tammy is up to.
Tammy, tell me true.
Tammy, tell me true.
Different Tammy.
The Hooty Hoot Owl sings to the dove. Tammy, Tammy's in love. With video games.
Who is it?
It's Misty, Tammy. May I come in?
Oh, hi, Misty. My, you're up early this morning.
Yes, it's such a lovely day. I thought that we could plan something nice to do, and even take Pepper and Dodie along, if they promise to be good. You know how those two are when they get together.
That's a great idea. Now let me see. What shall we do?
City officials today announced that video games no longer will be licensed in residential areas, only in commercial and industrial neighborhoods. Officials say they are responding to complaints from parents that children have skipped school or stolen money to play the games and made a nuisance of themselves.
Senior citizens have rights. They have rights to go into the laundromat and wash their laundry in peace. They don't have to go by two or three machines or kids congregating and passing fast remarks as they walk in and terrorizing them in some instances as they go in.
Under the new regulations, licenses for about half the video games already in Boston are unlikely to be renewed, including those in the basement of the South Boston Martial Arts Academy.
Arcade game. Favorite arcade game? Probably the original Gauntlet, and then Gauntlet Legends, mostly because of the voice clips. Gold Wizard is about to die. Gold Wizard needs food badly. Yep. Yep. I also really like Dungeons and Dragons: Shadows over Mysteria.
You know, Neville was talking about that.
It's been re-released on, like, Xbox and Wii U and stuff. Yeah, there were two of them. They were really good. Possibly some of Capcom's finest work for beat-em-ups. And it's interesting because it combined the beat-em-up with the Dungeons & Dragons elements, where you would get, like, powered-up weapons and stuff, and, like, you wouldn't gain levels, per se, but you would get powered-up items and stuff. Yeah.
He mentioned the Firefox.
My favorite arcade game, probably a toss-up between Red Baron.
Oh, yeah.
Sinistar.
Yep, Sinistar.
I mean, I liked the Tron stuff. I have a fondness for the Star Wars and Star Trek games that were out at various times.
I think Sinistar was so satisfying.
Yeah.
The explosions were loud.
Well, it was the... The sound, they had the vibration unit in the cabinet.
It was a scary... When he showed up,
It
was frightening. Sinistar showed up.
That was definitely a breath catcher, shall we say.
Beware, I live. I hunger, coward. Yeah.
it is in the corner of the bar. I tried to run, but I didn't get far. Those weird little men, I'll blow them away. I'd sell my mom for a chance to play.
He's hooked, he's hooked, his brain is cooked. He's hooked, his brain is cooked.
They start off slow, but they don't play clean. It's tricky and low, it's a mean machine. There's lots of them and one of you. When the walls are gone, they'll get to you.
He's hooked, his brain is cooked. He's hooked, his brain is cooked.
Space invaders. Space invaders. Space invaders. Space invaders.
In 1978, a new Japanese machine appeared on American shores. Although it looked innocent enough, this machine turned out to have some unusual powers. It kept kids mesmerized for hours, made teenage boys forget about girls, and even caused business executives to skip the three martini lunch.
Here we are at the Namco Classic Arcade Bowl.
We're eating Twizzlers, Twizzlers nibs.
We are eating nibs and drinking Tim Hortons coffee.
This is brought to you by Twizzlers and Tim Hortons.
No, if it was, I would be a very happy person, but it's not. We paid for these items
out
of pocket.
You know how Tim Horton died?
He had cancer, didn't he?
No, he was drunk driving and he drove right off the QEW.
Oh.
Right in Grimsby, where we just were.
I think that's where... No, we didn't get the coffee there. We could next time, though.
We could have. We'll get Tim's and drink Grimsby next time.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so what am I going to do?
You are going to play Bosconian on the Wii, which is probably not the optimal way to play Bosconian. But we don't own a Bosconian arcade console.
If anyone has a Bosconian arcade console that they don't want, I would buy it from you.
I would love that. Well, I would prefer a Moon Patrol or a Mappy.
What I want is...
Galaga would be okay.
I want the cocktail version, right?
A cocktail of that or Ms. Pac-Man would be cool.
So this is Bosconian, and Bosconian is one of my favorite arcade games of all freaking time. And I'm not really sure why. What I kind of like about it is...
It's the Lensman. You like the fact that it's related to
Lensman. Well, you know,
Lensman.
I liked it before I knew what that was.
Oh, okay.
Honestly. I don't remember how to play this.
Well, tell us about the connection to Lensman.
Well, you see, the bad guys in Bosconian... Alive. I'm sorry, the controls on this are just terrible.
Again, not optimal for Bosconian.
Not optimal. You have to kind of use the nunchuck or buttons, and you can kind of use the nunchuck as a joystick. So the Lensman series of books is a series of books by Doc Smith, E.E. Doc Smith, Ph.D., who had a Ph.D. in food science. He invented the mechanism, the chemical mechanism that allows powdered sugar to adhere to donuts. So every time you have a powdered sugar donut, you got to thank E.E. Doc Smith, Ph. freaking D. Anyway, he wrote the Lensman series of novels in which civilization is menaced by a galaxy-wide, actually a multiple galaxy anti-civilization called Boscone. And throughout the galaxy, there are bases that the evil Boscone use to mount their attacks on civilization. And so I think that's the premise of this game, is that you are a galactic patrolman flying through outer space, finding and destroying these Bosconian bases.
But not a Lensman.
You are. I don't believe you're a Lensman.
I think you would have a lot more power if you
You'd
were
be
a
able
Lensman.
To mentally control your enemies if you were a Lensman. That's what Lensmen do.
Now, the game itself is... It's sort of like...
You're the little guy from Galaga.
It's basically your... It's Galaga mixed with asteroids with better graphics. But it's sort of... You're mobile... Like in asteroids, like you can move around. You're not stuck to the ground like Galaga, but it looks like Galaga, and there's it's a lot going on.
The ship is similar. The ship is almost exactly the same.
Yeah, it's pretty.
The enemies
similar.
Are different, and the interesting part, another Doc Smith connection, is that the names in the Japanese version of this game, all these enemy spaceships have names, and all the names come from the Lensman series, like Edor and Plur and etc.
Much like how Pac-Man's ghosts all have names.
Yeah.
And backstories.
Yeah. And backstories.
And families who love them.
But what I kind of like about it, you're flying around outer space. I don't want to say it's an open world game, But you can fly around as long as you want. If you don't get killed, you can fly around all day long.
This is not a game that you play through.
There's no ending to this game. It's a 1981 game, and I was going to arcades as much as I could in 1981, so I probably remember it from the arcade.
Dang.
I probably remember it from the arcade when I was, you know, a kid, right? No one else was playing this game, so obviously it would be open. I could play it all the time, all I wanted, because it wasn't a Pac-Man, it wasn't a Space Invaders. It didn't have that cachet, right? So
yeah, hey. I don't remember it in any arcade
exactly.
I went to.
And it was all over Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, which is where we went every year. And it's actually really fun. The enemy ships bounce or they swoop.
Yeah.
The game, you can hear the game kind of talking to you. It says alert, alert. It says lark all, which I'm really not sure what the hell it's supposed to say.
I thought he was saying blast off.
Blast off.
And alive, alive. So I wouldn't trust my perceptions. Now, who made this? Was this Japanese?
It's Namco, yeah.
It's Japanese. So whatever English they're speaking, you can't...
Sure, who knows? Yeah. Who knows? Now, the thing about these Bosconian bases is they are bicameral sort of structures made up of two different areas of three pods each. So there's six pods. Each pod can fire at you, which that one just did and killed me. There's a central location in the middle. If you hit that central location, it blows up the base.
Yeah.
Or you can blow up each one of the six pods on the outside, and that also will blow up the base. You know, obviously technique means if you're trying to do this right, you're going to just get it right down the middle, but sometimes that's harder than others. So sometimes you just have to work your way around. The Bosconian bases shoot at you. The other enemy spaceships, they're just trying to ram right into you. They don't shoot. They're just kamikazes. Every once in a while, you'll get a formation attack, which is line or a V formation or whatever of the enemy ships, and you have to destroy all of those or they will keep coming at you. It says battle stations when that happens. Every once in a while, you will get a spy ship that comes out, and if you don't destroy that spy ship, then you get what they call a condition red, and that just means the voice goes, condition red, condition red, condition red, all the time. I'm really bad at this tonight, too.
Well, it's hard to play a game and talk about it at the same time.
Shit, I missed him, then I got him. But this has been a game. It's provided me with so much pleasure over the course of my life playing this stupid game.
Well, I think we can thank the gentleman in Namco for providing...
We can thank Namco.
This simple child's amusement for simple children.
For simple children. Tell me about Moon Patrol.
You patrol the moon, and you shoot at little turds. These asshole space invaders keep firing, more shit at you while you just try to patrol the moon.
Why are you patrolling the moon?
I don't fucking know. Because I have to jump over these craters. And you have to jump over craters and shoot the little dog shit and avoid getting hit by the spacemen. And I don't know who they are. I don't know. Fuck, god damn it. I don't know what they have against me patrolling the moon.
Where did you first see Moon Patrol? What arcade?
Oh, probably the one in Murfreesboro when I was, a teenager.
What mall was that?
It wasn't a mall. It was a strip mall. Just like a crummy little, I think Jackson Heights, maybe? Oh, fuck. Ugh. I think that was the one. Yeah, there was like a movie theater, like a duplex movie theater I used to go to. And there was a video store where I rented my first VCR and rented a lot of dubs Time Forgot, as well as other types of movies. And at the end of the plaza, the strip mall thingy was, this arcade. And it was in walking distance and...
So you could walk from home.
Yeah, it was, it was a bit of a walk. It was maybe 20 minutes, but, you know, that's fine.
Not
bad. No, it's fine. I mean, it's a small town. It's pretty easy to walk from one end to the other.
It's Murfreesboro.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, Jesus, god damn it.
Which is the center of the universe.
It is. It still is. And it was a well-lit arcade. There were actually a lot of, like, college students and high school students. There wasn't that really that many kids, like, little kids there, which is probably another. There were pool tables, so.
Oh, yeah.
It was more, I guess, like a pool hall and college kids would go.
And this is 1982, 1983?
Yeah, yeah, around then. Like, early 80s, very early 80s. The periods of my life where I play a lot of video games are usually where I'm under a lot of stress.
Ah.
So if I was, you know, fixing to graduate high school, I would have been under a lot of stress. God damn it, son of a... So that's probably why I was playing a lot of video games back then. Shit.
So what do you like about Moon Patrol?
Well, it's challenging. It's satisfying. You got both the joystick and button to press. So it's very... God damn it, son of a...
That guy was coming right down
at you. It, like a lot of old video games, it's, you know, you play it enough, you learn where everything is. It's, there's not a lot of surprises, there's no randomness, it's one level is the same. Shit.
It's just the moon.
And, well, I mean, each level changes, yeah. But, you know, you start over and it's the exact same thing. You go, well, I know that the dog shit is coming up, so I have to jump over one dog shit and then shoot the next one. And you learn, you know, you learn the tricks and... Oof. Two craters. It's another good reason that there were not really any children at this arcade. Because I swore.
A lot of cursing.
I swear a lot when I play.
You know, I feel like Moon Patrol, for some reason, it seemed to attract more girls. Girls seemed to like to play Moon Patrol when I was in the arcade.
Well, it may be the joystick is a lot like tugging really hard on a dick. Pretty much anything for me as a teenager made me think of tugging really hard on a dick. Shit. And of course, you know, I was playing a lot of video games, which means I was seeing zero action, so.
Well, that goes for the guys, too.
Yeah.
And it's still true today, I think.
I mean, you'd think, oh, that's a good place to pick people up, but it's not, because when I'm playing a video game, I want to play a video game I'm not interested in. And I don't believe I've gotten past level one since I began talking into this microphone, which brings up why I did not want to get picked up while I was playing video games, which is that you can't play video games while you're making... I can't, anyway. I mean,
no, you cannot.
I suppose some people can, but I can't make conversation and play video games.
No.
Those are mutually exclusive. Fuck!
I want to point out we are playing the Atari 2600 version.
There's no music, which sucks. The music, honestly, is the best part.
See, I think that's part of why the game was appealing. It had more of a cross-gender appeal. It's a kind of a pink, cutesy, rounded.
Yeah, it's a cute car. It's a cute little car. It's a little moon buggy.
You're not.
The console art, you know. Fuck. Console art had a cute little, you know, cartoony moon buggy.
It was stylish without being, you know, it wasn't scary. It wasn't violent.
Well, I don't think... there weren't a lot of scary video games in 1982, first of all.
Well, it's true.
I mean, I also like to play the Tank Command or whatever it was called.
Battlezone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a really good one. Were there scary video games?
Well, not scary, but, you know, like Golden Axe or something. You know,
oh, yeah.
Like a fighting martial arts barbarian type stuff.
Yeah, you know, I don't think they really had those yet. No. That was kind of...
Like Zaxxon.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Oh, that's right,
stuff up.
Why am Zaxxon?
Sinistar.
Yeah, Sinistar. Yeah, it had like a silly head that would...
That's a guy's game right there.
I guess so, yeah. I thought it was kind of silly.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's yeah. Like a heavy metal album.
Fucking shit.
See, there's nothing you can do in that situation. You've got to jump, and yet these
assholes... Well, you have to time it.
Bombs are coming down at you.
The thing is, you have to be able to time it, and I'm not timing it properly, so... Well, like, again, I haven't played this in a long time, and a lot of it is knowing the exact timing to be giving.
I think it's
level.
There's something about Moon Patrol that's very 80s, and I think it's got a lot to do. The graphics were just getting a little better, you know, it was a little better looking.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, you know, you can use your imagination and convince yourself this is the moon, and...
Well, it's a little more colorful.
God fucking damn it.
So you would go to the arcade by yourself?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You didn't go with your
parents? No, I would go with friends. I went with friends occasionally. But, like, if I went with, like, my pretty friend, then guys obviously would be coming up to us. So Like, I didn't mind going with her, but, like, the guys would, like, be distracting. And it's like, how am I supposed to play my stupid video games? And I went, you know, I'd go with friends, or I'd go with my brother. Yeah, we went, actually, yeah, I went to video arcades with my brother quite a bit, too.
Believe I would go to the arcade by myself a few times, but mostly it would be me or my brother or a friend from school, friends from
yeah,
down the street.
It wasn't really a social thing for me. It was like I said, it was blowing off steam. And
you could walk
stress.
To. Well, you could walk to the arcade. We did not have an arcade we could walk to.
Oh, that's true. Didn't you? You couldn't walk to Campbell Mall or the whatever that mall is.
You could walk to Cumberland Mall.
Right.
Down the railroad track. So that was kind of a hike.
Oh yeah.
I had done it.
Yeah.
That was when you had an entire day and nothing to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I could ride my bike to downtown Smyrna, and I did that. There were several
I should point out at this point, I could also drive, so I may have been driving at least some of this time.
Man.
But I would also walk, you know, I didn't really care.
If I had had a driver's license in 1982, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, you would have been 16.
Yes.
So, would have been a big difference.
Different story.
We would have graduated the same year.
It's true.
And it wouldn't have been creepy when I would come and hang out at your middle school.
That would have been pretty creepy.
Yeah, it would have been incredibly creepy.
Ahaha, look at that.
That's how you, this is how we do it. Nope. I blew that. Shit. Son of a... Okay.
A little too late.
Too fast. Oh, I suck.
What are you playing now?
Number call. That was the training.
Oh yeah.
Thanks.
The easy one. That was the easy one.
I have broken a record. All right.
The reason we requested to have video games is so we could bring in extra money so we could allow those kids that are out in our neighborhoods that can't afford to come.
When they don't have something to do, when they're walking the streets, that's when problems are created, not because of machines. The lack of machines causes problems.
You're always talking about this demeaning kid, making kids' minds like vegetables. Talk about them out on the streets, smoking pot.
One MIT study of more than 800 video game players found no basis in fact for an underlying fear expressed by parents during public hearings that video games lead to violence. Though a conclusive study has yet to be conducted, Boston went ahead with its restrictive rules. The industry plans to fight City Hall in court.
Joysticks.
If everyone would like just bag the noise, okay, like we could do this?
Everyone's doing it. But it's not vulgar.
Kids play with their joysticks day in and day out, jerking back and forth.
Everyone's doing it. But it's not violent.
Like, where are we supposed to go?
And everyone's doing it.
We're good, playing.
Arcade!
You want to play Pac-Man?
Eugene and Mommy?
Hey, it's been so long.
Joysticks.
You and I have something in common.
We both like to hang out in public bathrooms.
No.
Prepare yourself. I would like you to meet Simba.
A film for people who are totally into fun.
Strip video.
You got it.
Games.
Oh, damn it!
And good times.
You're running a garbage dump in here, and I intend to do something about it.
You will not go to the arcade again, right?
If I want to go to the arcade, like, I am going to go.
Just for the fun of it.
If you win, I'll close the arcade down.
It's more fun than games. Joysticks.
I can't go on like this!
Totally awesome video game!
My God! Look at the size of that thing! It's colossal! And it's headed right at us! Shields up!
Confirmed, Captain. Shields are up.
Rapid fire torpedoes locked on target?
Confirmed. Photon torpedoes locked on target. Fire when ready.
Hold on, kid. Here we go. Fire torpedo one.
Fire one.
Look at that! We hardly made a dent in it. Fire two.
Fire two.
That was a dead hit. But instead of vaporizing, it's breaking up into smaller pieces. Look at that! There must be thousands of them.
4,683 to be precise, Commander. Suggest evasive maneuver to hyperspace.
The machine was Space Invaders, and it became so popular that it inspired a song, fan clubs, tournaments, and even caused a serious shortage of coins in Japan. Space Invaders prompted a video game revolution in the United States, as more than 30 computer and electronics companies started designing new games and competing for our quarters.
I lost my last 20 bucks to Mook.
Radio off. Your door is open.
Come on in.
You are here.
Come on in.
You are here.
If it's soft and hard to find,
it's Wimpy.
Wimpy Software. We've got the hard ones.
Gagglebacks from InfoNerd.
Wormhole.
Troll Trap.
Spy Duster from Comic-Con.
Hugo's Mystical Head.
Beat off the bats in Drac Attack from HackerCore.
Tired of flipping the mouse? Jump on our giant joystick.
Free with every five games.
Ultra Boring Adventure 2? We've got it.
Play with the big boys. Come on in.
You are here.
Come on in.
Gagglebacks is impossible to solve.
Wimpy,
who
looked the stock number's the wrong place on all these invoices.
We're closed. Didn't you close that door? He's coming in here.
Wimpy.
Yo, player.
Yo, move.
Hey, you owe me 20.
Hey, listen, give me a break. I need another game. I just beat Gagglebacks.
What? Beat Gagglebacks? Oh, liar, liar, pants on fire.
Hey, can I have that one there behind the cash register?
The earlier, the better.
My favorite coin op arcade game. That's a pretty loaded
question
there.
For me.
Oh, yeah, actually, you know what? I would give it to Vito. He's got a bunch of caps.
Just your earliest, like you're a kid, you got a quarter. What do you play?
I can give you my earliest memory was probably SF2. Good old Street Fighter 2, and I ended up. The truth is, as much as I detest having to use Dalsim, I was the first guy I ended up using because I thought I could be cheap and use the dude with the stretchy arms. So yeah, I picked Mr. Stretch Armstrong dude in Street Fighter 2 when I was like 4 years old.
No,
I had a quarter.
It's just like one third vodka.
That was it.
It's really strong.
Yeah, that was my earliest memory. Okay, well, our game saves. Okay, yeah.
Move aside.
We got Vito here. He's got quite a few cabs in his basement alone. He's got.
Talk to me.
Your favorite arcade game?
Favorite arcade from the golden era. I would start with Space Invaders, not the deluxe. Your mirror back Space Invaders.
Mirror back cocktail?
No, even? Not cocktail. Your mirror back is like your full stand up arcade machine.
Yeah.
And basically, it has a cellophane reflection, so it has like the background of like the space or the planet that you're on. And that's like my favorite one because it has that cool 3D effect of it.
It's got that great sound effect.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really, you know what, for an early arcade game, it really actually pumps. Like it has a deep, rich sound to it.
When you walk into an arcade and you hear that,
yeah.
Pulsing out at
it. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. As soon as, like, when you hear any, like, pseudo background noise, you automatically hear Space Invaders.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. That and Pac-Man. Those are the two main ones.
Waka waka waka.
Yeah.
I was terrible at Pac-Man, but I was much better at these guys.
Yes, actually, I would prefer the gameplay of Pac-Man, but I love the cabinet style of Miss Pac-Man. I love that blue and yellow and orange on there.
Yeah. How does that affect gameplay?
No, I'm just saying, I didn't say it didn't affect. It's just the aesthetics of the machine.
Yeah,
I really liked it.
Okay, okay.
Actually, that Miss Pac-Man, I would love a tabletop.
I'll go ahead and tell you about my favorite arcade game here. It's not exactly from the golden era. It's actually It was actually produced in the late 90s, and it was one of those gimmicky games there where it involved you having to hit the machine, where you had yourself these six pads, three on each side, coming out, lighting up. It was based on Fist of the North Star.
Oh, yes.
And it was freaking awesome, because you would have to, after you end up whittling down the boss's health, all the pads would come out, and you would have to pull off 100 crack fists on the North Star. And I would just go with the freaking sound bite in the background. What?
And he'd explode.
He would. Omae wa mou shinderu. Nani?
Some of the regular customers we talked to said they practically live here at Mother's. By their own admission, they're part of a growing group of video addicts.
Do you get addicted to the game?
Definitely. If the game beats me, you know, I just feel like I have to go out and get it, and I keep trying until I do.
You want to get the high score in the game every time you come in, and if you don't, you just pump in another quarter.
Chocolate-covered pretzels, and banana pancakes. What a feast they had that day. So once again, the people of Pacville want to show Super Pac-Man how much they appreciate having him around. That's why they've made him Grand Marshal of the Sunflower Day Parade. The weatherman has said it will be a warm, sunny day for the parade tomorrow, which made everyone in Pacville happy. Little do they know, however, that high atop Mount Pac, those troublesome ghosts Speedy, Shadow, Pokey, and Bashful are plotting to do something to spoil the parade. They're calling on their old friend Bad Weatherman to help them. They're trying to stir up some kind of terrible weather that will stop the parade. Those ghosts just don't like other people to have any fun, especially Super Pac-Man, who keeps them under control.
Oh, that was fun. Now let's all walk around and see what else they have.
My feet are getting tired.
Mine too.
Already? Well, I guess that's a sign that we should go home. There's our bus. Take my hand and let's go home. Now that we're home, Pepper, suppose we ask Misty and Dodie to stay over with us tonight.
Oh, goody! Dodie can sleep with me and Misty can sleep in your big bed.
Fine. I'm sure Mommy and Daddy won't mind, because they're our friends.
That's full time for the Lo-Fi Landfill today. Thanks for listening. And remember, you can contact us at our Facebook page via email at MrKittyInfo@gmail.com. And you can visit Dave's Twitter at Terriby Funhouse. That's Terriby Funhouse. And my Twitter, which is @_Fritzy. And that the ant and the Fritzy are both capitalized. I don't know if that makes any difference with Twitter, but just to be on the safe side. Or you can leave comments on the Mr. Kitty blog, which is right on the main page. You can get to through Blogger or just through the main page of MrKitty.org.
We've got lots and lots of ways for you to get in touch with us.
So please do. We'd love to hear from our readers.
We'd love to hear from you guys reading our stuff. And Mr. Kitty would like to remind you, when you're in Athens, Georgia, visit Bizarro Wuck Street downtown for all your comic book, pop culture, old paperback, crazy toy, insano stuff needs. That is Bizarro Wuck Street, 225 College Avenue in downtown Athens.
That is an unpaid testimonial.
That is an unpaid testimonial. We didn't get a nickel for this. And if you're in Toronto and you want to rent some DVDs, where do you go? You can't go to Blockbuster because they're closed. You can't go to Queen Street Video because they're closed. You got to go to Eyesore Cinema at their new location, 1176 Bloor West, which is near Bloor and Dufferin.
You could still go to Suspect, too.
You could go to Suspect Video, by the way,
in
which
Mervish
is in
Village.
In Mervish Village, in the Annex, for now.
For now. Who knows what will happen in the future?
Who knows what will happen?
God help us in the future.
You know, events such as these will affect our lives in the future. Anyway,
that's
please.
That's where we'll live for the rest of our lives, I think.
You and I. You and I are interested in the future because that is where we're going to spend the rest of our lives.
Yeah, so speak for yourself, Criswell.
Well, you know, he did his best. He did his best. Thanks for visiting MrKitty.org, and we will see you next time at the Lo-Fi Landfill. Goodbye.
Bye.